internet guru, Māori, is Kirei Tiana Tairu. I hope that's an okay introduction for you today, Kirei Tiana. Tēnā koe, te rangatira ngā mihi.
Oh, kia ora, ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Okay, well, let's get into this report. What stands out about how Māori are experiencing the internet differently, Kirei Tiana, especially around trust, safety and access to reliable information?
Yeah, I found that this year's report mirrors what a lot of Māori feel, that we can't trust the internet. It is used to weaponize, mistruths, to attack, the people, women. I did notice that there was a large uptake of internet usage, which is interesting. I mean, the report seemed to suggest that we don't have a digital divide anymore, which is at odds for some communities at least. Overall, there's a lot of concern with all New Zealanders now.
Explain that term, please, Kirei Tiana, digital divide. You say that it doesn't exist in the ways it was perceived previously. What is it?
Sure. So the digital divide is when individuals, whānau, and communities can't afford or don't have access to the internet, to a device to access the internet. So typically we hear that, there's cell phone coverage to 99% of the country, there's copper lines, there's internet cables around the place. But that comes at a cost. And so a lot of whānau can't actually afford those costs. And we increasingly see that with schools, where students rely on the school internet and school devices to use the internet.
Okay, so literally everyone is being affected by it. Often we talk about the dangers of, and even in the introduction, I guess that was prevalent, but we also know that it is becoming a powerful tool for Māori empowerment as well. And so we have to factor this in and couple it all up. A constant sense of negativity is not necessarily how we should look at the internet, because it must have some upsides as well. Mm-hmm. It is right that we highlight the dangers of, but when we couple it up with the potential for it to be used for good for our people, Kirei Tiana, how might you speak to those issues?
Yes, definitely. So we are seeing an uptake in Māori-owned businesses that in the digital world. So particularly with artificial intelligence, we're seeing a number of Māori businesses and individuals in that area. We are seeing things like AI being used in positive ways at the marae level, for example, and things like combating or predicting global warming, protecting Tonga species. We're seeing, there's a genuine interest with younger Māori, younger New Zealanders to learn and use the internet and AI. And so that will just increasingly provide more employment opportunities in the future. So I think overall, it's the internet and AI is more positive for us now than it ever has been. But we just need to embrace it and be cautious.
Embrace it and be cautious. Every time we touch our computers, we're creating algorithms, and of course they are very imposing. Once you've started delving down tracks, almost starts reading your mind. I had a discussion yesterday about Māori moves into 5G, and that was it in Wellington Port. I hope you're aware of that. What can we read into this plan using that bandwidth in business going forward as an example of Māori involvement in the digi-tech sector?
Sure. So I think, there's just so many opportunities that, and as Māori, we've always been innovative. We've always been able to harness new technologies. And I think right now, AI, we're on the level playing field. AI is new. New Zealand's one of the slowest countries in the world to adopt and use AI. And so, I just encourage, all of our people to embrace it. Be careful, but embrace it. look to the future for new opportunities, whether it's commercial opportunities, employment opportunities, cultural revival opportunities. But with businesses, certainly, embrace AI, test it out, ensure that you've got a good strategy, a good business plan to use AI, definitely go for it.
Well, I mean, it's not an us and them. It's not like AI is over there and we're over here, because in a sense, we are AI, are we not?
I think, I mean, AI is part of all of our lives, whether we realise it or want it to be. It's just a matter of, using it to our advantage and, making it our friend. I guess there's a risk if we, try and pretend it's not there, then, AI will decide what is good for us and what's not good for us. But we're all part of the AI.
You can hide from it if you're a Luddite, I suppose. And some will. They'll go bush and not have digital devices, and that's your choice. But if you choose to live in modern society, just be mindful that every time you have a digital connection, your footprint is being marked. We're seeing younger people act to reduce their digital footprint, actually, Kareitana. How can we support rangatahi Māori to navigate online spaces in ways that protect their identity, their well-being, and their cultural connections?
Yeah, so I think that's a good question. And we're increasingly seeing rangatahi kind of don't understand or don't seem to care about their digital identity and their footsteps. So I think it's probably up to parents and communities to point out that this information that you leave on the internet is actually being collected. It is being sold. These big corporates do create digital profiles about everybody, and that's the way you get the marketing. And as you said before, it feels like the internet and AI knows what you're thinking through the algorithms. So basically, that's just big collections of data about you running through algorithms, and they try and guess what you're thinking, what you want. So I think, that some education needs to occur there. And, we also know that if we keep on putting our culture into AI and the internet, then the AI will learn our culture and then interpret it the way it wants or the way it can. So we've got to be cautious about what we do share with the AI.
Do you think that it has the potential to cause the downfall of mankind, when the machines start taking over, if they become so sophisticated that they can think for themselves, that this could take us down a dangerous slope? I know there have been movies made of this type, but I mean, could it become a reality? Here we are in 2025. If we cast our minds ahead hundreds of years, and with the sophisticated skills of this technology, might it one day cause the downfall of humanity?
I'm not really certain about that. It's feasible that sometime in the way, way in the future, but I think at this stage we've got nothing to worry about. The technology is still very primitive. While the AI that we have now seems great and really advanced, it's still very simple. And there's organisations and governments around the world are having that conversation about how do we protect humanity from AI doing that. But at this stage, I think it's probably more science fiction.
Okay, let's keep it there. Climate change might be more of a threat. Always a pleasure having a kōrero with you, though. Thanks again, Kareitana. The best of you and your whānau till next week speak.
Cool, thank you. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, ngā mihi.